Joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Good morning, man. How are we doing? It's a good day. Good day. Let's just focus on football. Let's talk football.
Well, yeah.
Ask me something about football.
Well, first, I guess we have to ask you about the news yesterday about the settlement in Texarkana.
Get into that. No, we don't. I think that we got that handled. It's a done deal. I've been through a lot of trials and tribulations. Can I say something here?
Sure.
Can I say something, please?
Yeah go ahead.
I don't like condoms. I have just never liked condoms.
I don't know if I would do.
you ever notice how you can't feel the heaven as much when you have to wear a condom?
All right, Jerry.
You know, if some old skank insists on a Jimmy hat, I always stealth it with her.
Jerry, we're on the air.
It rarely comes back and bites me in the rear. Maybe once every 27 years.
Oh, man.
Some grown-up Joy residue confronts me in court, but that's very rare.
Gosh, Jerry, it's so uncomfortable.
Again, hey, on the air.
There's a reason the Lord invented NDAs, and it was for situations just like this. And I was determined I was going to fight for my rights to party and not have it have consequences, and that's what I did in court.
Well, I guess it ended up okay. It just seemed to come out of nowhere, though.
I know. Well, I tell you what. The turning point in that trial was when I hugged gate agent. And when I hugged gate agent, everything changed.
Oh.
Because it reminded me of all the times we had together and how much I cared for her. All those romantic evenings when I was sweating and her forehead was hitting the headboard.
Oh, my gosh,
that was,
Jerry.
It was very romantic. And, no, seriously, in all honesty, gate agent is a very close friend of ours.
That doesn't sound very respectful, the way you were just talking.
And we settled. After I hugged her, you know, we settled. Just like I've settled for every mediocre head coach over the years that we've had, I'm used to settling.
I guess we're back to football now.
So Veruca has agreed to drop her case, and I have agreed to continuing denying that she was ever born, and that's the way we like it.
Okay.
And I feel for her. I mean, I understand. Veruca, she just wanted a relationship.
Yeah.
She wanted me to simply be the loving absentee father that I was to my other three real kids.
All right. Man, we need to talk about something. It's just too uncomfortable to keep spending
time. It's
very
uncomfortable, yeah. Hey, well, it's uncomfortable for you. Think about it for me.
I know.
This publicly.
I know.
I mean, this has been traumatic for me. I mean, you need to have some sympathies for me.
Yeah, okay, George. I guess we should.
When that happened 27 years ago and gate agent told me she was pregnant, that was the biggest surprise and disappointment since Gene and I found out we were having Jerry Jr. That's what
come on.
Okay. Come on, Jerry.
Very similar.
Jeez. Take shots at your family and all that.
It's you know who really is glad that this trial is over?
Who? Earl?
My wife.
Oh, don't do it. No, mama's not happy.
The peeled up wine hog that once got so horned up for a toad faced future billionaire that she married him despite the fact he likes running around at night drinking in bars until he can convince some middle aged fame whore to let him run his barley tongue all around her mouth like some lazy slug searching for a hiding place while flimming through her underpants for a string to pull while she gently pushes him away and says it's getting late and that he should be focused on football, but Gene doesn't care as long as he buys her a yacht and gives her man children fake 6-figure jobs to shut him up and get him to move out of the house. She says I
didn't think we were going to get that this morning, but thank you.
Good morning to you.
All right. Happy training camp. We'll see you. Here goes fake Jarrah.